Okay, welcome back. I was thinking earlier today, if Jules Verne had written a book called The Weather Master, there's only one guy I can think to put in that role, and that's Dane Wigington. Dane knows more about this planet, its environmental collapse, the weather, what's been done to it, what's being done to it, and its current state right now, which is not what you might think. We're going to talk about that this hour with Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org. Welcome back, my friend.
Good to be back, Jeff. Thank you for your continued attention toward what's happening in our skies and the climate engineering operations, which is a virtual death sentence, near-term death sentence for life on Earth, from microbial to macrocosm. Everything is a part of this, Jeff.
Macro, micro, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you told me something recently, which I was getting to, and I think you're right. They have been playing with the weather since, World War II? Right after, formally, during the war, there were some efforts. Yeah.
Long before, even at the beginning of the dimming, in fact, we show film footage of patented processes of aircraft dispersion for purposes of weather modification, biplanes, 1923.
Oh, the old biplane photos. Yeah, yeah, the film of them. I've seen it. Yep.
Yeah. So it's a very, very long time. The coveted weapon, the crown jewel weapon of the controllers, weapon with which they can and are bringing populations to their knees, not just abroad, but here as well, without those populations ever even knowing they're under assault, Jeff.
Isn't that amazing? Well, most of them don't know they're being sprayed. They don't look up. And for those that do look up, a lot of them just still don't believe it. They just can't.
On that note,
whatever.
On that note, this is very important, and this is a recent development. There is a very concerted effort by groups, one in particular that's very connected to a very well-known new name in this administration.
Mm-hmm.
That are now, again, it appears orchestrated from everything we see, and we'll be announcing more on this soon, a concerted effort to regurgitate, repackage the official denial that what we see in our skies is just jet exhaust. Again, this coming from the same source within the administration that has on occasion claimed to be committed to fighting what's happening in our skies, but everyone we see in this individual circle is doing exactly the opposite, torpedoing this cause in any and every way they can. And again, your listeners should be prepared to hear from certain sources that are trying to mask in total desperation the wake up to climate engineering. They are going to be re-pushing the "it's just jet exhaust" narrative.
This is crazy. So they're going to reload and go back to the beginning and launch a new campaign claiming it's just contrails. That's it. That's what they're going to do.
Not going to. They are. They are already. It's already happening, and will be. I'll be publishing my response to this group, which I was named as an advisor to, that supposedly within this administration, and those that, again, names everyone knows, have indicated that they were going to fight this. We see exactly the opposite, including the radical ramp up of chemical ice nucleation. Jeff, you're seeing the temperature swing. Literally, we're seeing in some places 60-degree temperature changes in a day. That's climate engineering, period. Chemical ice nucleation. It's happened here. We just went from the 80s in California, plunged down to the 30s a few days after, back up to the 80s.
Same
thing all over.
Yeah. Same here. Yeah. I'm very concerned. Hey, by the way, please, all of you, go to geoengineeringwatch.org, geoengineeringwatch, and look at Dane's brilliant documentary called The Dimming. You'll be very glad you did. No one has covered chemtrails like Dane Wigington in this film. It's that good. Should be mandatory, although we don't like the word mandatory, but it should be required reading, watching, which is what people do now, and they don't read, they watch, in any institute of higher learning, from high school on up, even junior high. We talked a couple weeks, I don't know, whenever, a few weeks ago. And I said to Dane, I said, how much crazier are they going to get with their weather mod, their weather control? How many more insane things are they going to do before they lose it? And Dane said, it's already broken. They've broken it. I'm keeping it this short. I'm paraphrasing it. But Dane's position was in that conversation that much of the behavior we're seeing Mother Earth now manifesting through her climate, it's a broken model that's doing it. And
that's
maybe over the hundreds of years, it would get back to normal. I don't know. But a lot of what you're seeing is a climate that has been broken. I'd like you to start thinking in those terms, at least some of the time, because there's every bit of evidence to support that position. And I salute you for that. That's a big step. They just messed with it too much. Yeah.
The system is broken. And I want to stress, too, and this is important as well for anyone who really wants to fight effectively in this battle, it's important not to infer that the only thing that broke it is just climate engineering. It's this and that equation. We've been very, very bad stewards of the planet, period. What climate engineering has done is prevent the planet from responding as it otherwise would have to countless other sources of damage. Again, there's no rationally disputing that we have laid waste to the planet in so many ways, I wouldn't know where to start. And I'm not an Al Gore fan. The environmental groups are displaying criminal hypocrisy by their uniform denial of climate engineering. They're certainly orchestrated or manipulated in that way. They won't address this issue, which is the single most destructive human behavior of all. So they're, again, criminal hypocrites. But it's important if we're going to build bridges here, when anybody brings up the subject of climate, anything from any perspective, counter with how can we have any legitimate discussion of climate, anything from any perspective, without first and foremost addressing the climate engineering elephant in the equation.
I agree. I just don't know how it is people walk around all day looking at the ground, not looking up, not taking seriously the idea that we have technology that hasn't been released publicly. They won't tell us. They're not going to tell people. They believe me, they have technology that allows them to remotely access your brain, whoever you are, wherever you are, because your brain has a frequency that is unique to you. Your brain waves are like your fingerprints. They can find you. They can just randomly broadcast it over a wide area, and if you're in that area, it will dial up and go right into your brain. And from that point on, they can do all kinds of things. They don't talk about this. The Chinese are using it on tens of millions of their own people now, as I played clips from this person who blew the whistle over there, told the truth. We have the same tech here. They call it targeted individuals in the U.S., TIs. But they have it. And those people are often laughed out of the arena, mocked, just told that they're crazy. It's the same that people who try to identify chemtrails get abused the same way. Anyway, there's technology out there that's running amok, and I include AI in that, definitely. It's way beyond what they'll tell us.
And we do know that the absorption of the nanoparticles that are now in our air column that are directly connected to climate engineering elements.
Yep.
We have peer-reviewed study. Your listeners can look this up. This is recently released reports that up to a spoonful of polymer or plastic nanoparticles are showing up in a human brain. That's a phenomenal amount of material. That's inconceivable. It's showing up in every person tested, and it's not just showing up in brains. It's showing up in every single internal organ. So, again, yes, we have decomposing plastics around the planet. Yes, we know that. But when we have particles that appear to be manufactured, that's a different animal completely, and they're ubiquitously contaminating the planet from the polar regions, everywhere in between. And we will soon post at geoengineeringwatch.org my dialogue with a microbiologist from one of the most respected, renowned testing institutions in the world, and our dialogue that their examination of the particles that geoengineeringwatch.org collected at great effort and expense with the NOAA Flying Lab at altitude and a private jet testing platform at altitude, that these particles appear to be manufactured based on the opinions of the top scientists in the world with that testing institution. So, again, people need to be discerning on what they hear, what they believe, in this repackaging and repushing of the whole jet exhaust official denial by people who claim to be against climate engineering, by organizations that claim to be against it, even by organizations, a primary organization that has helped to push legislation in states, is now pushing the position that this is just jet exhaust. Does that even make sense? They're so desperate because people are waking up now that they have taken off their gloves with their effort to discredit this whole cause on which all our futures depend. So people need to be ready for that. And simple logic that we have film footage of these aircraft at altitude, nozzles visible, turning dispersions on and off. This is not jet exhaust, period.
They must somehow threaten the hell out of pilots that are flying these commercial flights with the spiked fuel. And I think that they do have to turn the sprayer off and
fuel.
On.
Again, I would back, it's not, this is not spiked fuel, Jeff. Whatever
what
may or
got?
May not be in fuel, these are, again, that's my point. These are sprayed particulate dispersions. We have
so there's just a separate, it's a separate stream of particles or toxins that is mixed into the exhaust or just poured it out the back of the plane in nozzles. Okay.
We have photos of retrofit nozzles mounted on the wing pylons aimed into the exhaust jet stream to make this look like, quote, condensation. We have film footage of these being turned on and off.
Who turns it on? Do they do it from the ground or the pilots have to do it? What's your insight?
It's all automated. These are automated systems. We're communicating with commercial pilots that know this is going on. They're distributing geoengineeringwatch.org material in lunchrooms covertly and so forth.
Ah.
They're not involved. There would be no reason to involve any commercial personnel and provides plausible denial as well. We also have, under the jet spraying section of geoengineeringwatch.org, we have film footage of wing engine jet aircraft, large commercial aircraft, with dispersions coming out of the tail where there is no engine. Obviously, we're not talking about condensation at that point, correct? We have that as well. So, and again, we have government documents, some 800 pages long, Jeff. You can find this at geoengineeringwatch.org, massive Senate documents under our documents section. That's only one example of this is a congressional document, 800 pages long, important sections already highlighted, going back to 1978, outlining the scope and scale of these programs then, specifically citing international cooperation, even between, quote, otherwise adversarial nations, China, Russia, U.S., they all are colluding and cooperating. They have to because of the cross-border ramifications. You can't just geoengineer over your own country without affecting the entire world. This is weather warfare. These are sprayed dispersions, 40 to 60 million tons, based on our calculations from hundreds of lab tests over a single U.S. state, was Minnesota, working directly with UC Minnesota. 40 to 60 million tons. This is not jet exhaust, okay? These are massive payload sprayed dispersions, period. And that should occur to people. You can't cover the entire skyline with condensation from jet exhaust. The whole notion is ludicrous.
Oh, it's laughable. Ludicrous. It's sickening. It's just really sickening. I don't know how you do it, but there will come a day when you don't have to convince people any longer. That day may be not soon enough for many, though. The climate, if it's broken and they're still doing the same crap, now with all this chemical nucleation going on, all the particulates, God only knows what they're putting up there. They obviously are putting biologicals up there, too. I think they might even have a plan where they think that they can vaccinate everybody by dispersing the vaccine in these trails. Anything's possible. People have to breathe, and they already talked about breathing the vaccine. We certainly know you can breathe and inhale spike protein and mRNA. We know that. So it's not good at all. This is getting worse.
Certainly they can put whatever they want in this dispersion. Biological platforms.
Yeah.
Polymer, nanofibers, and
microplastics.
They're biological
platforms. Well, I think the microplastics aren't being sprayed, but they're in the environment for a variety of reasons. They're now up to, 14 grams of microplastic in the average human brain now? And they say, oh, don't worry, there's nothing really negative going to happen. Come on, give me a break. These microplastics
are
not a joke.
They are a part of the spray dispersion. We have patents that specifically describe that. They specifically describe the polymer nanofibers, and this is even spoken about directly in an international climate engineering conference, which I was in attendance to, with the most recognized climate engineer, Dr. David Keith. The use of polymer nanofibers as a way to suspend the metal particles in the atmosphere longer, mimicking what a spider web does. This is specifically named in climate engineering patents. So, that, again, we're back to the ubiquitous contamination of the planet with polymer nanofibers that appear to be manufactured. So in spite of all the decomposition of plastics in the environment, this appears to be a very different animal, and people need to keep that in mind. So, again, and on time frames, I can't stress this enough, whatever other causes or concerns people are worried about, and there's many that are just causes, none of that will matter if what's taking place in our skies is allowed to continue. And as far as the whole whatever they can disperse, the reason I'm cautious of the term vaccine, and yes, they could disperse the same materials that are in the quote vaccine, just the term vaccine implies something benevolent, which it's not. And anything they spray in our skies...
No, the mind association with the word is you're correct. It's not harmless. Yeah. It's a plus. It's supposed to be a do-good. It ain't. No, it's a bad.
It's just a term that covers up biological warfare. That's all.
I agree. Well said. If this is broken, how much worse is what they are doing still going to get? You follow my thinking here? If it's broken, and the normal ebbs and flows of climate and Mother Nature is no longer there, and we've seen these two enormous storms, what, in 2 weeks over the U.S., with tornadoes everywhere, a lot of dead people. Where did they come from? They were huge storms. One was just this last weekend.
It was, and what we've seen now, on that note, I think we're at the 12th or 13th consecutive day with tornadoes in the U.S. And to create, and this is important to distinguish, you can't pin a particular cyclonic rotation, aka tornado, on climate engineering. What you can do definitively is conclude, based on all available data, that they have established the spawning ground for this to occur. How do they do that? So the moisture coming in from the west, coming in off the Pacific, they are definitely chemically nucleating. I live in that area. We can hear the aircraft. The temperatures drop precipitously to this artificial chemical penetrating cold. They create a cold, dense layer of air on the surface. They facilitate that migration further east. They collide that cold, dense surface air mass with warm moisture out of the record warm Gulf that's migrating northward out of the Gulf. They collide those two air masses, and you create a spawning ground for exactly what is taking place, period. So again, can't pin an individual event on climate engineering per se. What you can say definitely is they created the conditions for this to happen in the first place, and that we can say. So
okay. All right. That's a whopper. I'm trying to digest all that. We should also talk to people about strange snowfalls, baseball-sized hail, and the idea of chemically nucleating precipitation, although it's pretty radical precipitation. How do they do it? Give us a little thumbnail description on how this artificial nucleation of either raindrops, hailstones, large hailstones, and snow. How does it occur? Give us that.
Well, again, these are patented processes, Jeff. They're endothermic reacting elements, which means energy absorbing elements. So it causes the cloud moisture to nucleate at temperatures far higher than it otherwise would. It accelerates faster than it otherwise would, builds up bigger than it otherwise would. Thus, the baseball and softball size hail are now the norm. I mean, it's literally the norm. When you watch Weather Channel, Weather Central, Weather Nation, every day, they're listing all the areas that have had baseball and softball size hail. Insurers are canceling everybody for hail, everything. What does it take to wake people up? And we have the
It is a now daily feature of the weather news in this country, oversized hail. That's very interesting. I didn't know that. Wow.
Oh, it is. And it's the flash surface cool down that comes with it, so we have these roller coaster temperatures. It ought to dawn on people what's going on and what they're doing agriculturally here.
Yeah, people don't have
many people sleep at the wheel. So what they've done the last about 10 years here in California and the Central Valley below me is everything blooms and buds. They chemically nucleate moisture that comes in, and it decimates everything. And so it's wiping out agriculture. And, of course, the insects are being wiped out with it. Jeff, you've seen the recent studies on how big the bee die-off is, right?
Huge, yeah, huge. Yep.
So what's deceiving, what people don't realize, so the studies stated that they've seen a 60%+ collapse this year alone. That sounds bad, but it still sounds like you have 40% left. That's not true.
That's not encouraging to me. Not at all. This is horrible.
It's not encouraging, but it's worse than that, because the 60% collapse was on the 20% that was remaining in the first place. So now we're down to single-digit percentage of...
Oh, they don't tell us that.
Oh, they don't tell you that. They do the same thing with the monarch butterflies and so forth, which is about 1% less.
Jeez, they lie all the time. Lie. Misrepresent, misdirect. That's almost criminal. It's not just unethical. It's a lie of magnificent proportions in terms of size. It's huge. Stand back and look at the lie. If it's a 60% drop of 20% left.
Yep. There you go.
Come on.
And that's being optimistic. And so
I gotcha.
We had in Northern California, but much of the flora here bloomed in the last couple weeks during the hot spell here. And there was a lot of scent in the air, and we couldn't find in this whole region that was once lush and just overflowing with bees and insects, we couldn't find a single honeybee, not one. Where does that leave us?
So I haven't seen any bees yet either. I did see one black bumblebee, a small one, not huge. That's all. And for the first time in years, I've seen a few ants. Hadn't been ants around either.
No, they're dying. Everything's across the board. In fact, based on current data, again, global insect population collapse in the range of 80% to 90%, terrestrial and aquatic. And I want to stress, for those that are pinning their hopes on this administration or any other, there's
no
distinction between the two. It's different sides of the same coin. But what we are seeing now, very accelerated even in the last week, is a concerted effort from well-known new members of this administration and their circle, which are also some fairly well-known names, to regurgitate the official denial with the falsified official so-called facts, which are no different. Again, they're just as false as the fictitious notion that, quote, safe and effective vaccines, or that 9/11 was perpetrated by a diabetic in a cave in Afghanistan, and buildings just fall down if there's some furniture building on the first floor is in building seven, a collapse
right.
of 7 seconds.
Right.
So it's the same category of total ridiculous disinformation. So be ready for the jet exhaust false narrative, and we should post pushback. Spread real data. These are sprayed dispersions, and we need everybody's help to counter this pathetic and tyrannical attempt at disinformation to mask these programs in plain sight.
What's their goal? How would you sum it up at this point with all the years of study observing it? Are these just truly psychopathic maniacs doing this for doing its sake? Or what is their agenda? What are they doing? Is this part of the genocide approach? What are they doing? What do you think?
It's important for people to understand the complexity of that question. It is a complex question. It's not just
that. Yes, it is. I sort of apologize, but I'm just trying to pull it together somehow.
No, but the question is important because people tend to make it simple, and it's not. So, even for the public. So the bottom line is, one, we have an obvious crown jewel weapon for the controllers. As Johnson stated, it's the beginning of my weekly global news broadcast, 55 minutes of no politics, no commercials, all news. It's on stations across the country. First 15 seconds, it's on the homepage of Geoengineering Watch every week. That's the most news you're going to get in 55 minutes of breaking environmental climate engineering headlines. But first 20 seconds, former President Lyndon Johnson, Jeff, I know you've seen this, 1962, stating he who controls the weather controls the world. Why? Because he who controls the weather controls the food supplies, thus controls the populations, they control the air we breathe, the water we drink. So you have a weapon, too. And this is important that people understand, because too many people, even in alt media, especially in alt media in some ways, don't think for some reason that we have damaged the planet in other ways. And that's simply not reasonable or rational at this point. We've laid waste to the planet in many other ways. So climate engineering is a method for them to mask that damage. Jeff, it just snowed in Texas. Did you know that?
No.
So think about this. So yeah. It snowed in... this is chemical ice nucleation. It's climate engineering. So it's you know the snow on January 21st, the day after the new administration took over, and the old administration, same thing. It's all different sides of the same coin as far as this goes. This is all way above all their pay grades. But so we have the New Orleans blizzard, Florida blizzards, January 21st, while it was raining and way above freezing in places in the Arctic. Now here we are all the way into April, and it's snowing in Texas while it's raining in the Arctic. How many people know that? So back to the why. Because when they can show all these headlines, and that's what they do. If you watch Weather Channel, Weather Central, Weather Nation, Matrix Media, climate engineering cover-up agencies, all they do is show snow, cold. So even when you're in Phoenix and it's 100 degrees in March and other places in meltdown, they see these headlines. They go, well, it's really cold somewhere else, so everything must be fine. So people just go about their lives not understanding the true state of damage to the planet. So it helps them to keep business as usual until the last possible moment. Keeps people watching football games, eating pizza, looking down at their iPhones, not understanding that the planet is horrifically damaged. Climate engineering, on top of other sources of damage, making it exponentially worse every day. We don't have much time in the current course, but it keeps everybody asleep at the wheel. So that's another major aspect of this. Does that make sense?
Five hours a day sleeping at the wheel, staring at their cell phone screens. You bet. 5 hours a day on the average. They don't have a chance. They don't know what reality is. No idea. Okay, chemical ice nucleation leading to snow in Texas. Give us a quick, simple... it's not simple, but it's a relatively simplistic scenario of how they made that happen. All right?
Well, again, when you have aircraft...
we had a weather system directed, created, whatever, moving across a certain part of Texas. As that weather system, that front, moves into a certain area, which they've already planned out, they send their sprayers up. They spray out certain types of chemicals, which artificially create the nucleus for a snowflake, a raindrop, a hailstone, whatever, and it falls.
Correct. So what we see now, again, all the named storms that they have, they're naming winter storms because that makes it more sensationalized.
That's a new one. That's Mark. It's called marketing. Yep.
It is. That's exactly what it is. So even with... since when do winter storms come from the record warm Gulf of Mexico? Shouldn't it dawn on people how absurd that is? So as they're migrating that moisture north, they wrap it around, typically, this has been the conveyor they've used for many winters now, but they'll wrap that around a counterclockwise rotating manipulated low pressure zone, and they're chemically nucleating it the whole way. So now they want us to believe this is normal. You have the warm side to the quote winter storm and the cold side to the winter storm. Since when? And now we have constant thunder snow, snownadoes. I mean, it's beyond absurd. And this is, again, chemical nucleation. It creates a shallow layer of cold to the surface. Shallow means it can be a few hundred feet deep, up to 1,000 feet deep. We're communicating with airline pilots that have told us, and they're taking the temperature gauges out of commercial aircraft because they don't want people to see this anomaly, but they're 1,000 feet off the deck, they'll see temperatures go up 30 degrees. That is wrong. That is absolutely wrong. And we have these climate engineering cover-up agencies, Weather Channel, Weather Central, Weather Nation.
Yeah. Yes,
their job
is
to cover this
ball.
Up, explain it well.
That's particularly discouraging. We don't have access to the broad stroke mainstream media to get the word out. You don't. I don't know how you do what you do. You've accomplished more than 100 people. But we don't have access to talk to the masses. Which would be what it would take. What's that?
We've made ground because you've helped me. You've always been there for me. Always. In fact, when we first published our UV data, And this is going back to 11 years or something like that. And our site was taken down within hours. We published damning UV data. UVC was hitting the service. Our site was taken down. And I called you in desperation to get the word out. You opened everything up, put me on, helped me get the word out. So, you know, thanks to you as well for helping me to sound the alarm. That was essential then. Our site was taken down 8 times, I think, in the next 3 days. We had to beef up security, new site, dedicated server. And then at a certain point, they back off because, you know, for the vast majority of the population, even if their skin is blistering, if they were told it's fine, it's normal, nothing to see here, the vast majority go about their life as if nothing's wrong, don't they? And so at a certain point, they just leave us alone because the population so far has remained ambivalent, but they're not going to have that option much longer.
I hope not. I hope they leave us alone. You know, they've hassled me, they've hassled you. But they're not necessarily going to win in the long run. People will figure it out. Enough people will notice. They'll get it. And I don't know what that's going to cause them to do. Maybe they have a next gen of tech that they're ready to spring on the people when this current tech runs its course. All tech does, it burns out sooner or later. They're going to have to replace it with something else. I don't know what that might be. I don't know when that might be. I'm just saying they've always got options, these people. They're evil. They always seem to come up with something. So if they're leaving us alone, they know damn well they control the mainstream media, and this will never make it to the mainstream side of that ledger. So the people who stare at it are going to remain brainwashed, conditioned, programmed to reject any of the things that you're talking about and you're trying to bring the truth out about. They've got half the people or whatever. And now, on top of that, and I hate to say this, they've got control of the alt-news media just about as thoroughly. So think about that. They've got so many placed people with names, and they're spewing such mixed disinformation stories and storylines all the time. It's called introducing chaos to the masses. They can't sort it out. It's too much for them, for most people. Not all of them, but most of them. Go ahead.
You're exactly right. I mean, this is where we've seen, on that note, exactly what you're saying. In the last week, we've seen all kinds of sources and sites posting that, you know, some huge investigation has been launched by this administration or known people within this administration to deal with, quote, chemtrails, which is the wrong term anyway. That's the marginalization term. But with climate engineering, what we see is exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. A concerted effort to, again, push the it's just jet exhaust narrative, repackaged, regurgitated through alt media, so-called truth-telling sites. In the meantime, has climate engineering slowed down in the last 2 months? No. It's been accelerated dramatically. So again, people need to wake up, look up, understand that government anything is not here to help them, not from CB19 to climate engineering. And when they get desperate enough, because biosphere collapse has, I would argue, beat them to the intersection. It's happened faster than they were ready for it to happen. They're very desperate now.
Oh, interesting. Sad.
At any given
Sickening.
Moment, they can use what's already in this mix. Again, polymer nanofibers and graphene, biological carrier platforms militarily for biological warfare. They can use what's already in the rain, in the mix, and add engineered Ebola, Marburg, or anything else, and they can level the playing field literally overnight if they choose.
Not surprised. I hear you 100%. I just don't trust any of them. It's like they're not human. I don't want to go E.T. I'm just saying that this kind of psychology, it's like Dr. Ralph Baric, B-A-R-I-C. Look him up. He's the guy that designed the COVID-19 so-called vaccine. It took off. It was Chapel Hill, University of North Carolina. Then there was some work done in, I think, Toronto. Then they went on to the lab at Wuhan. It's Ralph Baric. And Fauci pushed it. Trump promoted the heck out of it. And Gates funded it. This genocide, 5.5 billion people are injected with that stuff, and their immune system has already been compromised by it. And now they have to face what's being done to the air they breathe, the water they drink, the food they eat. And you talk about the loss of insects. People don't understand. Oh, so well, we don't need bees. We don't need ants. Oh, they couldn't be more incorrect. All insects have a predator that lives off them. Eats them, All right? That's birds, small animals, whatever. Those animals are going to be gone, too. I used to have here birds, beautiful songbirds, orioles, you know, the black and yellow, beautiful orioles. We used to have a lot of birds here, Dane. I'm sure you're in the same fix. You're not far. They're not here anymore. They don't come here anymore. And I don't think they're even around anymore because their food base has been decimated.
You're correct. You're completely correct. So let's put this in statistical perspective. The current species extinction rate, plant, animal, and insect, is about 200 to 300 a day. And people need to understand, that sounds astronomical to most people, unbelievable. It's felt in some science circles that we may have only identified as little as 10% of species on the planet because there are so many more forms of life than people are aware of. For example, below the soil, there's more forms of life microbially than above the soil. People don't know that, and it's being wiped out from bioavailable aluminum, which is toxic to all life forms, period. So 200 to 300 a day. That's about, and people say, those that don't want to face the truth, well, it's normal, everything's come and gone always throughout the planet's history. No, not at this rate. Based on paleo data, that's 15,000 times, 15,000 times the background rate. That's 1.5% of normal. We are neck deep in this sixth mass extinction on this planet, and we will not long be here if we remain in the current course. And that's what people need to understand. And I'm not talking about centuries or decades. I'm saying that the fuse has now reached the dynamite. The planet is imploding, and we're all passengers on a very rapidly sinking ship with a power structure that's clinically insane and unimaginably desperate right now.
How many tons of aluminum are they spraying on us every year? Just for fun, try and just assume we're talking about the United States, not entire North America, which is really the fact of the matter, but South America, I guess, too. They're being sprayed down there. It's nothing new. But what about this aluminum issue? How many tons on the U.S. every year? And aluminum is a toxic metal. Don't forget that. It'll kill. It's also taken up into plants that grow in the soil, where it also sits and can lay there for decades or longer. The plants bring it up. The animals that eat the plants are eating exorbitant amounts of not just aluminum, but other things as well. They don't understand there's a cycle here. It's a circle. It comes up, it gets eaten, gets consumed, and it gets spread. And this is a chain. And that chain has broken links. I really don't know how much longer we have either. This is really bad. And no one seems to get it. Why? It's not dramatic enough. What more drama do you need than to look up in the sky and see these asinine they look like Venetian blinds in the morning sometimes. One after the other after the other. Yeah. They start spraying at 4 a.m. or 3 a.m., whatever.
Well, here's the big variable. It's not as badly damaged as the planet is. It's not that we wake up overnight and it completely stops supporting any form of life. Right. Although we're not far from that on the current course. But here's the big variable that can happen overnight. At any moment, we could go sideways. When the power structure realizes they can't hide the severity and totality of what's unfolding from the population any longer, and they play big cards. And that can happen overnight. And it may soon. They're already playing bigger and bigger cards. They're incredibly desperate. So bottom line is, whatever we're going to do, we need to do it now. The biggest single leap we could take in the right direction with our collective efforts is to expose and halt what's happening in our skies, which is weather, chemical, and biological warfare, period. If we can do that, then we can buy time. We can focus on other challenges. But if we don't seal that biggest hole in the bottom of the boat first, boat goes down, nothing else matters.
Got it. All right. Somebody's listening, and they've got a question. And it's the bottom line question that most people would ask if they're thoughtful. Okay, Dane, why are they destroying the weather? Why are they literally dumping a poison coast to coast into the soil, into the streams, into the lakes, into the rivers? Why? Why are they doing it? If they want to kill us, wouldn't they come up with a more efficient way? Why are they doing it? What's their gain? Are they terraforming the planet for some other off-planet species to come and live here, to find it more comfortable? Is this directed by something else, et cetera?
We see no change in this entire history of what's happening in our skies that we can't connect to humans behaving poorly for purposes of power and control. And again, the question of why is, it's a covert weapon to control the masses.
It's all about control. Everything's about control. You got it.
But part of that, again, part of that is to try to mask the fact that the whole of industrialized, militarized everything, this whole paradigm, mm-hmm. was also a death sentence. You can't live off a completely extractive paradigm, destroying the very life support system which we need to survive and expect to be here long. So it's a way of, again, masking that. Engineered snowstorms, while other places on the planet are in total meltdown, including the polar regions. So they're confusing the population as to the true state of damage done to the climate, while paradoxically inflicting even more at the same time, and using weather as a weapon. Because when you have populations that are mired in their own misery because they've been devastated by any one of a long list
Where are they going to go for help, right? To their very controllers. That's really going
And we're pretty close to the point that dozens of countries around the world right now that are, there's so much climate cataclysm from weather warfare manifesting even worse conditions on top of the factors already mentioned from other forms of human damage to the planet. There are so many around the world right now that we're very close to the point where no one can help anyone. That's when Mad Max starts.
Wow. Wow. When you talk to professionals, pilots, aviators, whatever, and they know what's going on, how do they deal with this on a personal basis? How do they rationalize it? They're not standing up. They don't want to lose their career. I understand that. They've got mortgages. They've got kids. I get it. But still, to know what's going on and to not do your damnedest to stop it. In other words, take the bigger journey, not the little minutia. Trots here. You got to confront the beast. That's what we have to do. What do they do? How do they handle it? It's just like most people.
Well, you're correct in the rationale. Many people believe they need to protect their personal paradigm by protecting their paycheck and pension. My argument would be this: you can hide in your cabin on the Titanic all you want. That won't save you when the whole ship is going down. We hope these people step forward. We are communicating with some commercial pilots, again, that are distributing our data, but that's not enough. And as far as I know this message, and it is statistically and data-based accurate, there's no arguing where we're at in this equation, not rationally. And that can be overwhelming for people. I mean, the human mind is not wired to face an existential threat. It's not. But what I point out to people is we're not helpless, and those in power are not gods. And every single person, no matter their circumstances or situation, can do something to help tilt this scale in the right direction. From their own home computer, they can send out links. The dimming is a primary tool that people use, sending them to agricultural groups, environmental groups, elected officials, agencies, media. And you CC as many other aware and awake individuals, activists, family, friends. You openly CC them in that message, write it professionally and peacefully so that it can be effective and taken seriously. And again, CC 40, 50, 100.
It's got to be able to be pushed along. Same thing.
Yes, and by openly seeing many other people in that conversation, whoever you're sending it to knows that there are many listening and waiting for their response.
Very important.
Keeps them accountable.
Yeah. So and where you want to go, go to geoengineeringwatch.org, okay? It's all there for you. Dane has made it so easy. He's got beautiful flyers. They're stunning. All kinds of informational flyers you can pass out. You can put up on bulletin boards and in laundromats. Wherever there's a bulletin board, hang them up. Put them up there. It's very simple. And he gives them to you at cost. He makes nothing on it. And I've put up a bunch of them. Is it?
We print in mass quantities. You know, it's far cheaper than you can get if you went down to the local store and got a few. We print in massive quantities. We pass it on for less than our cost of producing and shipping. And I have one mission, Jim.
Yeah.
Expose this. I live for it.
Well, the cost is going to be intolerable. People just have no idea. We've ruined our nest. We've fouled our nest so much. And we could talk about radiation. We could talk about all kinds of things. But this is in your face, everybody. Where is the spraying not occurring now? Are there any countries that have said no and they're not being sprayed? Some people say China, but I'm not sure about that. Do you know any that have said no? I don't believe it.
Definitely not true. China's neck deep in these operations, so is Russia. Mm. One country we know is not participating is Iran. And they've been on the floor of the UN stating it. NATO is cutting off their precipitation. We see how demonized that country is. And I'm not agreeing with their customs or culture in any way. I'm pointing out that Iran hasn't invaded anybody for 250 years. In 100 years, the U.S. has invaded, destabilized, and or occupied 100 nations. Who is the aggressor here? And with weather modification, if they're cutting off the rain to Iran, is that not an act of war? Of course it is. So again, Americans are oblivious. They listen to the power structure propaganda pushed out on Matrix Media every night. They need to wake up and understand they are no more valuable to those in power. In fact, I would argue the American population especially is a rapidly increasing liability to those in power, and any notion to the contrary is simply a naive notion. They do not want the American population around any longer, along with most of the rest of the world, and that's exactly where we're headed.
Right. Another angle to this is there's a kind of an axiom: if you repeat the lie 9 times, it will usually stick as reality to most people. How many times people have seen overt, obvious spraying going on and seen on the internet or on their cell phones, smartphones, seen explanations of exactly what's happening, and yet they seem to have accepted it in too many cases. I know not all. But a lot of people, they look up and they might shake their head a little bit and they're still spraying. They don't understand the severity of the danger. They just don't. They don't want to. That's part of it, a big part of it. People live in denial. They will not accept the truth. They will not accept reality because it connotes individual responsibility, which everybody bears. If we don't do this, it is not going to happen. If we don't stop it, it won't happen. It's that simple. But people are just people, and they've got faults.
Well, you're correct, though, Jeff. We are the ones we've been waiting for. And again, as I pointed out a moment ago, any one of us from their own home computer can send out those flaming arrows of data, the dimming again, the one-stop A to Z on this issue. We're up to about 26 million views now, despite the social media censorship. That's a big number. So that tool should be used. It doesn't cost a cent. We made it available for free the moment it was done, in spite of spending way into 6 figures on that film. And again, one mission: to expose and halt what's happening in our skies. If we can do that, we can buy time, and then we can focus on other challenges. So we don't stop what's happening in our skies statistically, mathematically, on this trajectory. We're not going to be there much longer.
I agree. If people continue to look the other way and don't forward things, that you've got it, you all have it made out there. You've got a computer, you've got forward, you've got send, you've got whatever keys you use to do this. Go and do me a favor. Go and watch the dimming at Dane's site. The dimming. Geoengineeringwatch.org. Go watch that. And then, if you will, just forward it to 10 people, 10 addresses. You don't have to call Fred and say, hey, Fred, I'm going to send you something. I want you to look at it. That's fine. Send it, in any case, to 10 people. So if 1,000 of you go out and do this, look at the dimming, if you haven't seen it, it's a must, and then send it to 10 people and ask them to do the same. If you find this video worthwhile, worthy, important, please send it to 10. Let's try that a little bit. It'll work. It always does if people will just get engaged. That's the most frustrating part of what you're doing, I'm sure. And yet many people you know have picked up the torch, and they are running with it, and that's great. So
that's a great idea, Jeff. And I would encourage, as we have again, self-proclaimed so-called truth tellers, even alt media that are associated with individuals within this administration, that now, again, it appears to be a concerted effort to push this jet exhaust narrative. I encourage people, do not abandon your sense of logic and reason. Right. These are sprayed dispersions.
That's sickening even to hear. I didn't know. All right, so if all of you will go, if you haven't seen the dimming, in either case, just forward it to 10 people. All right? Just do that. See what happens. Thank you, my friend. Keep it up. Be safe out there. You're a target like I am, and we're real. They don't like that.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
All right. Good night. Dane Wigington. And what an accomplishment. 26 million views. He's terrific. Deserves about the highest award. He wouldn't take it, but he deserves it. The Dimming. Go watch it. Be right back.